أحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We're discussing about parda, the laws of hijab. Some people to a certain extent observe hijab but not in its entirety. In some matters we are very very lax. For example, some learned and outwardly pious people mix with ladies freely. Perhaps they are under the deception that they will not fall into sin. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, this illicit love is a great test. A person should completely save himself from it. I take an oath and say, I do not trust myself. Because I am nothing, this distrust of myself is of no great thing. However, as for those who regard me as their elder and have respect and confidence in me, then they should take great lesson. And this is the condition of my elder, how much more precaution should I not observe? There was one pious person of elderly age, he would not take precaution in matters of intermingling with members of the opposite sex. Another pious person advised him, but he did not take heed. This careless, pious person saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream and asked him about the matter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, if a man like Junaid Baghdadi and a woman like Rabia Basriya are in solitude, then the third in that gathering is Shaitan. So a person has to be very careful in these matters. No matter how old a person becomes, it is compulsory for a lady to abide by the laws of hijab in front of him, because desire is still found within him. He does not become an angel. It is another matter altogether, he is unable to do anything, but still too she is not safe from his evil gaze. And how can she be saved when man has got a natural inclination towards woman? No one can control his natural feelings. So therefore a person has to be very careful in these matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept certain laws, men and women must stay separately. There are great, great benefits in this. Another weakness which we find is people observe hijab from outside people. But when it comes to family circles and workers in the home, then the laws of hijab are disregarded. There is generally a lack of observing the laws of hijab with brothers and sisters-in-laws, males and female cousins, our uncles and aunts, spouses. Uncles and aunts, there is no hijab for them, but their spouses, there is hijab for that. Similarly, our person's nephew and niece, there is no hijab there, but their spouses, there is hijab from them. Drivers, servants in the home, etc. It is compulsory to observe the laws of hijab from such people. It is not permissible to look at them, talk unnecessarily with them, sit by them, especially in solitude, and to travel with them without any mahram male. Even if one has to talk to them for some need behind the veil, then too a person has to be careful, as this too is not free from danger. Even some non-Muslim people have mentioned, one person, he said, one doctor, he said the intermingling of males and females, unrestricted visiting of cousins, family members, staying and dining at each other's homes, are according to me very harmful, and its effects last for generations. By this socializing, I have seen many women inclined to other men. Due to this intermingling, I have witnessed divorces, and an increase in immodesty and adultery. I have observed breaking up of homes, suicide, and people ending up in jail. The underlying cause is this free access into one another's homes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this laws. What the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about the brother-in-law. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamu al-maut. The brother-in-law is death. To show the great importance of making hijab and parda between us. As one poet in India said so beautifully, that we have seen the evil result of this pardagi. It is ko beta samja wo batija nikla. A person thought that this was his son. Actually it landed up to be his nephew, his brother's son. It means his wife had an affair with his own brother, and eventually the child was born. He thought it was his own son, but it turned out to be his nephew. So these are the evil consequences of not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us all the tawfiq and ability to make amal on every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi.